The Pakistani army has launched a comprehensive operation against militants in North Waziristan near the Afghan border. The operation involves the Air Force, artillery, tanks and ground troops. It comes hours after fighter jets carried out airstrikes against the militant strongholds in the mountainous Deccan area. Officials said about 80 militants were killed in the attacks. Among those killed is Abu Abdul Rahman Al-Mani, an Uzbek militant leader believed to have helped organize the deadly attack on Karachi airport a week ago. At least 28 people were killed in the airport attack. Well, let's go to Karachi and talk to Press TV's correspondent, Mohammed Touri. Mohammed, tell us more about these operations by the Pakistani army.
Well, Hassan, finally, the negotiations and the Pakistan army formally launches operation, which codename is Zarbe Azab, against these terrorists with which the government of Pakistan, previous administration, particularly Nawaz administration, were busy in negotiations, and they were blamed for letting them go away and letting them leave this territory. And with that, obviously, Pakistan has seen large attacks here on the both city of Karachi and in the rest of the country. We experience large attacks by these terrorist groups. So finally, Pakistan Army has taken this initiative and they bombed these hideouts of the militant groups in the north of Waziristan, which was out of the out of this attack, the military attack so far because of the negotiations. Now Pakistan Army launches actually a comprehensive attack against these foreign and local terrorists. And according to the defense minister, Mr. Khwaja, he said that operation will continue until the terrorists end, actually. So it's a very clear stance that we are seeing first time by the Nawaz administration against these terrorist groups. So far, they were blamed for their talks with terrorist policy, which has spoiled a lot of time of Pakistanis, and a lot of lives have lost because of these negotiations. And of course, now the people will think about and will ask this question: if that was the end of the negotiations, so why you lost so much time negotiating with these terrorists? If that had to be the end of the negotiation, and particularly now the ball the burden is shifted towards political organizations, parties like Pakistan Tehreek-e-Insaf, who were advocating these talks, and they were pressurizing the government. And of course, the PDI was the main party against Nawaz administration, particularly pro-talks party that mounted a lot of pressure on the Nawaz administration and other parties as well. And not just the right-wing or left-wing mainstream political parties, but other political parties which represent Shia minorities here in Pakistan, since they were the main victim of these talks with terrorists, so-called talks with terrorist policies of the Nawaz administration. So they were mounting pressure and on the government that why are you turning a deaf ear to this? So finally, Pakistan Army, after bearing the brunt of these huge attacks, particularly the one we saw recently on the largest airport here in the port city of Karachi. And, of course, the pilgrims, the attacks on pilgrims that happened near the Iranian borders recently, in which over two dozen pilgrims were killed. So, obviously, it is a big shift in Nawaz administration policy, but as I said, now they have to answer the next questions. But so far, the North Waziristan operation is in a is in a full blow.
Indeed. Press TV's Mohammed Touri reporting from Karachi there. Thanks there, Mohammed.